bringing us the next world is one who has worked with me since inception. Amen. Who also signed that crazy covenant that I made with God 49 years ago. A life student of the world and soaked in prayers and has gone through the lion's den and came out. Amen. Join me this hour and welcome my wife to the platform for the world.
Somebody shout the loudest, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Would you please lift up your right hand to God wherever you may be right now? Say after me, Heavenly Father. Say louder, Heavenly Father. I thank you for your word. I am ready again. I receive my portion in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody shout the loudest, amen. Father, again, we thank you this morning for the first word we have received today. We thank you for the impartation. Take all the praise in Jesus' name. And now, as we look at this subject, on engaging the power of joy and rejoicing, visit everybody. Let your name be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. That amen can be louder. Please, you may be seated and put your hands together for the Lord. If you are clapping for Jesus, you can make it bigger and louder. Praise God. I count it a great privilege to be able to stand here this morning and share with us from the Word of God out of the abundance of that which we have been taught. And I believe, God, that each one's portion shall be delivered in Jesus' name. That amen is for you. For the powerful word we have received already this morning, put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. And in this segment, we are looking at this subject caption, engaging the power of joy and rejoicing. Engaging the power of joy and what? Rejoicing. Let me begin by saying, very, very importantly, that there is power in joy and rejoicing. And I want to announce to somebody under the sound of my voice right now, on your return from Shiloh 2025, you are going back with a fresh baptism of the spirit of joy and rejoicing. It doesn't matter how you came. In case you came to Shiloh with some burdens, with some heaviness, with sorrow of heart in any department of your life, I have good news for you. You are not returning with it. Yeah. Joy and rejoicing are key catalysts to operating in the supernatural. Key catalysts to operating in the supernatural. They are spiritual weapons. They are what? Spiritual weapons. And you don't need to go too far looking for an example. Look at this commission. It is that spirit, among other things, that has been catapulting this commission from one level to another. It is your turn to be catapulted. And I want to announce to somebody here, you will end this year in celebration. Can I have a believing amen? I said, you will end this year in celebration. But the question is, what is joy and rejoicing? I used to think the two are the same until recently. They are not the same. What is joy and rejoicing? Joy is a deep, serve me deep, deep inner feeling of great delight. Inner feeling of great delight. While rejoicing is the outward expression of that joy. So we can say therefore that joy is internal. But you see, if there is joy in your heart, it will notify your face. So joy is internal and rejoicing is the external demonstration of what is internal. So we can say therefore that if joy is the root, then rejoicing is what? The fruit. If joy is considered as the root, then rejoicing is the what? Is the fruit. Remember, the Bible tells us very clearly, by their fruit you shall know them. So if truly you are joyful, the fruit of rejoicing will be there. From today, nothing will succeed in stealing your joy any longer. Any aspect of your life where the devil has stolen your joy in time past, upon this mountain, you are taking it back. I am taking it back. Say like you believe it. I am taking it back. Please understand that one, as believers, we are mandated or we are commanded to be joyful. Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice always. How often? Always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. So it's a commandment. And when we obey God's commandment, he turns us to commanders. Somebody is returning from Shiloh, commanding situations and circumstances. Two, joy and rejoicing is not a gift. So somebody will now say, oh, I'm not gifted to just be joyful and be rejoicing like that. No. It's not a gift, it's a choice. It is what? It is what? Louder, please. It is what? It is a choice. It is a choice. And it is a choice of the wise. I see somebody upon this mountain from this day forward, no matter the circumstances of life that you may be confronted with, you will choose joy. Say me, I choose joy. Say like you believe it. Now the loudest you can. Remember, God's servant has told us before many, many times, if you have lost anything, God is the reason why you have not lost everything. So be joyful. Be joyful. He has also shared with us many times how that someone approached him many years ago and said to him, Brother David, do you ever have problems? Do you ever have problems? Why? Because you cannot read problems on his face. Many of us have been part of this commission for decades. Do you ever see problems on his face? Answer me. From today, nobody will be asking you again, what is wrong, go? You are believing God for marital breakthrough, but every time, what is the matter again, no? Who wants to marry someone that is joyless? Who wants to add luggage to his destiny? Many have lost their marital destiny to joylessness. From today, you shall recover it. Can I hear a believing amen? Amen. Singles, male and female, I admonish you more than ever before. Even if the enemy is telling you, oh, you are getting older, when will you get married? Refuse to allow the enemy to steal your joy. Be joyful. Rejoice. And then you will be able to easily magnetize your spiritual delivery of what God has already given to you. Can I hear a loud amen? There is no young man who wants to marry a lady that's always sorrowful, frowning, looking morose. No. There's no young man that wants to marry such a person. There's no young woman that wants to marry such a person. Choose joy. You will attract your marital partner. Upon this mountain, many of you here today believe in God for marital settlement. As you put this spiritual weapon to work, come next Shiloh, you shall return in your multiplied state. Let me hear your loud amen. Oh. Joy is a choice. Number three, it's a fruit. It's a fruit. And you have a duty to nourish it and then ensure that you nurture it in the fear of the Lord. And of course, number four, and this is very, very important, joy and rejoicing is an asset. It is an asset of inestimable value. It's an asset. And not only that, it is personal. Number five, nobody can be joyful for you. It's personal. There is nothing like collective joy. We are joyful. No, I am what? Joyful. Say me, I am joyful. Say like you believe it. From today, that becomes your experience. Let's take a look at some examples in the Bible. Like we all know, the secrets of men are in their stories. The secrets of men are in their story. Apostle Paul in scriptures, Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18. What did Paul say? He says, I do and will rejoice. It's a choice. So he exhibited intoxicating joy. No wonder he was operating in the supernatural all through his ministry. Intoxicating joy. From today, receive that baptism. Say, may I receive it? So Paul was able to admonish the church to rejoice in the Lord always and rejoice evermore. Philippians 3:1. Therefore, from Shiloh this year, in the morning, you will rejoice. In the afternoon, you will rejoice. At night time, you will rejoice. In the air, when you are flying, you will do what? On the road, when you are driving, you do what? At home, you will do what? Not only in church, ever. That becomes our portion in Jesus' name. But what is in joy? What is in it that steers the supernatural? We said it's a catalyst. But what is in it that steers the supernatural? Number one, joy enhances access to revelation. Say me, access to revelation. Say it loud, please. What is in joy that steers the supernatural? Access to revelation. Isaiah 12:3. The Bible tells us, with joy, with what? With joy, with what? Shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation with joy. Revelation is the unveiling of divine truth from scriptures. However, it flows freely when joy is present. It flows freely when joy is present. Why is this so? Among other things, this is because joy in the heart creates an inner environment. Joy in the heart creates an inner environment where God's voice can be heard. Somebody says, oh, I don't easily get access to revelation. Put the power of joy and rejoice into work. Look at God's servant in the house here. Every time he comes out, there's always something new from heaven. Do I have a witness in the house? And you know, by the grace of God, I have listened to him more than any other person in this commission globally preach the gospel. And never for once have I ever listened without having things to note down. Why? Revelation. Many of us have been in this commission for decades. You've been hearing him preach the gospel over and over and over again. Is it not so? Access to revelation from this season forward, that becomes your portion. Number two, joy steers praise, and praise is the atmosphere for the supernatural. Joy steers praise, and praise is the atmosphere for the supernatural. James 5:13, is any merry? Let him do what? Let him sing psalms. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20 to 24, but specifically, verse 22, Jehoshaphat, all of Judah, they were confronted with this battle. And what did Jehoshaphat instruct the people? He instructed them to sing, to shout, to give glory unto God. And when they did that, all of their adversaries were smitten. And the Bible tells us none of them escaped. None of your enemy will escape. That amen is not strong enough if you believe it. From this season forward, as you put the power of joy and rejoicing to work, all of your adversary shall be smitten by God. Please know that joy and praise are inseparable. They go hand in glove. And supernatural interventions in the Bible and in our contemporary world are often followed by moments of joyful praise. I can never forget, years ago, we had a service here at the Faith Tabernacle, and it was a scene of praise. A woman came out to give her testimony afterwards. She came to that service. She had been believing God for the fruit of the womb. And she danced herself out, sang praises to God, to the point that one of the persons close to her asked her, "Madam, now soldier you be?" Joy within, finding expression outside. At the end of the day, what happened? She gave birth to a set of twins. From Shiloh this year, it shall be double testimony. Yeah. Let me hear your loud amen. Yeah. I said, it shall be double testimony. Yeah. If you believe, let your amen show it. Yeah. Jesus was confronted at the tomb of Lazarus. And it seems as if all hope was lost. What did he do? John 11, 42 to 44. Father, I do what? What is it in somebody's life as Shiloh that seemed to have died? Is it your business, your career, your relationship, your finances? What is it? You've been waiting for that promotion for so long, it seemed not to be coming. Say with me, Father, I thank you. The God who brought Lazarus from the grave, that's dead situation, will resurrect again. Yeah. Let me hear you believing, amen. Yeah. Paul and Silas in Acts 16, they were detained and imprisoned for no just cause. What did they do? They didn't complain. They didn't murmur. What did they do? They prayed, one, and they sang praises unto God to the point that the prisoners had them. Your challenges, your adversaries need to hear you praise God. And when that happened, the foundation of the prison was shaken. The doors were open and they were set free. And they came out. Somebody is coming out. Out of that challenge, you are coming out. Out of that problem, you are coming out. Yeah. Out of that situation, you are coming out. Yeah. Say with me loud and clear, I am coming out. Yeah. Say it again like you believe it, I am coming out. Yeah. Now the loudest you can, I am coming out. Yeah. Say believe in amen. Yeah. Look at this commission. We've heard the testimony said over and again. I was privileged to be there from inception. The first service I attended in Kaduna. The church was full. I know what I mean. More benches than people. I've told you that story before several times. Minimum 3 benches, 1 person, not chairs, benches. You know benches? That long one. 3 minimum to 1 person. You sit on one, your Bible in the front, your hand at the back. And we still had extra. You can see the picture, please put it back on the screen. Let's see that. You see that? More benches than people. But one thing you could never take, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. We will clap, we will dance, we will rejoice, we will shout, and we were not faking it. From far, look at what God has done today around the globe. Wave your hands and shout the Lord, hallelujah! Your future is colorful. Your future is great. But you and I require the weapon of joy and rejoicing to access it. We need it. Are we still sitting on benches today? No. We will be dancing, and then the doors too will be rejoicing with us in the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Somebody's story will change. If you are the one, let your amen show it. Yeah. Number three, joy secures divine presence. Divine presence. How many people here desire divine presence? Let me see your hand up. You desire it more than you have it right now. Say, may I desire it? Joy and rejoicing secures it. And that is the seal for the supernatural. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? But for God to be for you and I, we need the weapon of joy and rejoicing. Psalms 11:16. In your presence is fullness of joy. So joy is a spiritual force. Joy is what? A spiritual force. It commands and sustains divine presence. From this season forward, you will no longer lack divine presence. Yeah. I have good news for women. How many of you have ever gone near the labor room before? Even if you're a man or a father or grandfather, you ever gone near a labor room? Women that have gone through delivery, you may have an idea of what labor pain looks like. All that you and I need is divine presence. So when you go to the labor room or you go near it or close to it, you hear all manner of noise, screaming, shouting, hey, my father, my mother, my husband. And I'm aware of some women who have said during their delivery pain, after this one, never again. Not lying. Before it is 1 year, they are back in the same place. But you know the secret? Carry the weapon of joy. Carry what? So when that pain seems like it's gripping you, just, if you don't know what to say, just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, instead of shouting, hey, ha, whoo, hey. Hori mi o. And then before you know, you are pulling your hair and throwing your legs, and the nurses are calming you down, and then you are throwing them off. No, 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 no. Say me no more. We are covenant daughters. You've heard about supernatural childbirth before. From now, that becomes your experience. Yeah. Fathers too, say amen. Yeah. Abi. Husband, say amen. Yeah. You may not know what labor pain looks like, but you can decree and declare and use the weapon of joy and rejoicing to secure supernatural childbirth for your wife, for your children, for your grandchildren. From this season forward, that becomes your experience. Yeah. Say, supernatural childbirth is my portion. So don't forget, you are going there to that labor room. Just tell yourself, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Women, shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it louder, women, hallelujah. Husbands and fathers, shout hallelujah. Everybody, shout hallelujah. Every pregnant woman in this commission globally, from today, you go to the labor room in peace, you return with joy. You and your baby or babies, you are coming back alive and well. Everyone that may be pregnant right now, you will not miscarry. If you have ever experienced that before, the last one you experience is the last you ever experience. From this season forward, it shall be supernatural. Let me hear your loud amen. Therefore, let's be conscious of the power that is in it. Number four, joy facilitates health and vitality. It facilitates health and vitality. Send me health and vitality. Proverbs 17:22. The word is very clear about this. A merry heart doeth good like what? Like a medicine. Like a medicine. In other words, joy gives the benefit that medicine gives to the body without the negative side effects. Joy, it gives the benefit that medicine gives to the body without the negative side effects. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And I cannot tell you enough about this. Most of you have heard my testimony and probably read my book, Rescued from Destruction. Even when many thought the situation was hopeless, God stepped in supernaturally, and one of the things, one of the weapons that God used at that time is a weapon of joy and rejoicing. There is a connection, people of God. Let me tell you this. There is a strong connection between your joy and your health. In case you are here today with any sickness or disease in your body, it doesn't matter whatever name by which it has been called, even if you have been told it's hereditary, upon this mountain, it will be shattered. And you will not return with it, oh. No matter how terrible the situation might be, remember my testimony. God who rescued me will rescue you. All that season, all my family members, our children, my husband, they made sure, among other things, there was no season, no opportunity to cast down my head. Sometimes they will say things, everybody will be laughing. You will be rejoicing. Sometimes you won't know where the laughter will just burst out from. That's laughing on the head of the devil. Laughing on the head of the devil. And you know, when you begin to laugh that way, that pain, that discomfort mellows down. That joy in your heart continues to exude. And before you know it, a change takes place in the atmosphere. Very important, people of God, remember, never forget, joylessness is a breeding ground for sickness. Joylessness is a breeding ground for what? For sickness and disease. But as for you, from this season forward, no more. Say me, no more. Whatever your situation might be over your head, the devil has lost that and failed because you are right now as Shiloh. You are not returning with that sickness. You are dropping that sickness before you return. And no matter what that situation might be, you are coming out. Say with me, I am coming out. Say like you believe me, say, I am coming out. And you are coming out beginning from now. Let me hear your believing amen. Amen. So joy and rejoicing, even studies severally have shown that it's a major contributor to overall well-being. Why? Among other things, it invigorates. It's a form of energy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. From this season forward, that becomes your experience. Number five, as we begin to round up, number five, and finally, no one can sustain divine presence without a life of joy and rejoicing. So joy and rejoicing enables us, among other things, to sustain divine presence. Luke 10:21. Jesus Christ, our perfect example, the Bible tells us, he rejoiced in the Spirit. And he said, Father, I thank thee. No wonder in Acts 10:38, the Bible says he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. So, without joy and rejoicing, divine presence becomes difficult to maintain. But with joy and rejoicing, you are able to easily retain divine presence. Let's never forget, for you and I as believers, joy and rejoicing is not optional. It is not what? It is not what? Please tell your neighbor, it's not optional for you. It is a necessity. And upon this mountain, you are returning with it. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said, you are returning with it. Yeah. Nehemiah's joy sustained him through oppositions as he built Jerusalem. In the early church is a church of gladness, a church of joy. And with it, they enjoy supernatural breakthroughs. Acts 2:46 to 47. A joy of gladness. Therefore, from Shiloh this year, joy and gladness becomes our portion. Yeah. Can I hear you believe in amen? Yeah. Therefore, in conclusion, let's remember, all of the above makes joy and rejoicing a covenant catalyst for the supernatural. Therefore, from Shiloh this year, you are returning. Fresh baptism of the spirit of joy and rejoicing. Can I hear you believe in amen? Amen? And as you do so, you will return to wherever you came from, breaking new grounds. In your career, breaking new grounds. In your family, breaking new grounds. In your businesses, doing what? In your relationship, doing what? Doing what? Doing what? Say, believe in amen. One major thing that helps us, and for me personally, that I've discovered in retaining and sustaining joy and rejoicing is the Holy Ghost. We heard powerfully about that yesterday, so I wanted to say much about that. But you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, lift your voice, pray in the Spirit. As you do so, that fresh baptism will come upon you. Make sure you make time every day. How often? Every day. How often? How often? Every day to pray in the Holy Ghost, because he is the spirit of joy and rejoicing. And in case you are not baptized yet in the Holy Ghost, don't leave Shiloh ground, wherever you are connected globally, without that baptism in the Holy Spirit. As you do so on a daily basis, that river of joy will continue to flow in Jesus' name. Amen. Therefore, in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, every spirit of heaviness is cursed in every life. Amen. Every spirit of sorrow is cursed in every life. Amen. And right now, a fresh baptism of the joy of the Lord and rejoicing comes upon everybody. Amen. So, believe in amen. If you receive it, let your amen be the loudest. Amen. Now, in one moment, rise up on your feet, lift up in the Holy Ghost. Pray now to release that river. Lift up your voice. Even if you are not baptized yet, begin to thank God, and that river will begin to flow. Lift up your voice. Pray, pray, pray. Don't look around. In the Holy Ghost, release it. Release that river. Release that river of the Holy Ghost. Release that river of the Holy Ghost. Release that river right now. Father, thank you. It is done. It is done. I said, it is done. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. This year is the ending for you in celebration. Please be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord right now.